Well, it's Tuesday morning, it's nearly 9 o'clock, and so far today I've got up early, I've recorded a show for this week, I've downloaded shows that have got to go out, lots of things are going on, so much to do. Time management, I need to learn time management, I think. I suppose it's about getting a balance, but when you're loving what you do, like we are here at Smile 101, it's very hard to think about much else. I know it's going to have to wear off. We're 2 weeks into it, and I haven't thought about much else in the 2 weeks that we've been on air, really. Some good shows last night, really enjoyed it. Tonight we've got some great stuff. If you like oldies, tonight is the night, really. We start off at 6 o'clock. Mike Fisher will be there. We're doing the Ultimate Oldie Show. I'm on from 8 till 10 with my Random Record Show. Totally sort of different if you've not heard it. We just basically no playlists. I go through the archives as I'm doing the show, pull out tunes that I fancy playing, and we just play them. Alongside that, we take requests. But the thing about it is you have to give me a memory to go with your request. And we do a thing called the Potluck Jukebox Request as well. So you give me two numbers. The first one is between 1 and 20. And the second number is between 1 and 1,000. And what I've done, we have a database here with every track all labelled up with a certain number. Now, the number that gets chosen is the song that gets played. So we don't know what we're going to be playing in the show. People can give us requests and give us the Potluck Jukebox Request right the way through the week. But I don't check it until about 5 minutes before I'm due to play it. So that way it keeps me fresh and I really don't know what's going on in the show. It makes it exciting, it makes it fun. And after that, at 10 o'clock, we have Big Daddy Donald Roberts. Now, this guy is something special to me. A few years ago, I was listening to The Net, just checking out something to do one boring night, and I found this station and this program in Canada. And I played it. And loved it. Loved the guy. He is a typical American, Canadian type DJ from way back when, playing all those oldies that you know and you love. And I got in touch with him. And over the course of time, he persuaded me to get involved with radio and start doing my own shows. And that was 3 years ago. And I've gone from there to now running Smile 101. So basically, it's his fault that you're actually listening to me. Anyway, that's on tonight. Check it out. You may well enjoy it. Speak to you next time. Ta-da.